Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
The sandwich guy. The guy who chucked a sub at a federal agent. His name, Sean Dunn. I love the way the stories go.
He should have been done, thrown away for life.
The fact that the feds continued to take this thing to trial. Imagine the money wasted on this thing. But anyway, the news reports, just the fun they had with the topic. Remember, nobody was hurt. Okay, nobody was hurt here.
Right.
This does not say we think it's a good idea to chuck food or anything else at anyone, including law enforcement. No one's saying that.
Can I just double down to say, yeah, don't throw things at people.
No, it's just not good. But in this case, this all seems to have gone way too far. Here's a little bit of the story from NBC News. Jurors showed no appetite for the Justice Department's case against Sandwich Guy, the D.C. resident who chucked a Subway sandwich at the chest of a federal officer. So the jury, which feasted on sandwiches for lunch on Thursday, I don't know if they were Subway, they deliberated for several hours, Wednesday and Thursday, folks, before delivering the verdict. I've covered murder trials where they've come to an agreement quicker. Anyway, Sean Dunn, who himself is a former Justice Department paralegal, was facing that single misdemeanor count after the federal grand jury rejected more serious charges over the encounter. This happened in August.
Right.
And look, there's so much that's just funny about this thing. And again, not to make light of it, it's not a good thing for anybody to do. But we know tensions have been high also. Having many times armed either military or, you know, federal agents in cities, which has upset people and caused them to, right, you know, go out and protest. A Border Patrol officer, though, Greg Lairmore, he's the guy who got the Subway in the chest. Even his own coworkers,
right,
were having fun about this thing. He received two gag gifts related to the incident, a plush sandwich and a patch featuring a cartoon of Dunn throwing the sandwich with the words felony footlong. And the defense team used that to show this is not serious. Even his friends are having fun with him. I was reading the other day someone who was covering the case, and this is the post that they made on it. And I'm sorry if you can't chuckle at this. It's just funny
stuff. Reporters and news people love when they can make big puns about silly stories.
And I don't even know if these were puns so much. It was just silliness. What was testified to.
Oh, this is better. Okay.
So Molly Roberts, who is with Lawfare blog, and they cover legal, you know, cases. Back for day two of Sandwich Guy's trial. In government opening statement, this case is about the fact that you can't go around throwing stuff at people when you're mad. Defense begins with, he did it. He threw the sandwich. Goes on to argue the throw was an exclamation mark at the end of a verbal outburst. The officer Sandwich Guy is charged with assaulting testifies he could feel the impact of the sandwich through his ballistic vest, and it, quote, exploded all over my uniform. He says he could smell the onions and the mustard. Defense wants gag gifts provided to the officer after the incident included in discovery. As we said, one was the plushie sandwich, another a patch that says, if I heard correctly, felony footlong. Sounds like we won't end up seeing these physically, but we'll hear how they're described. Cross-examination now underway. Witness says he hadn't read the marking the District of Columbia safe and beautiful executive order he was supporting that night. Believe the order only covers federal areas. A bit earlier, the officer, Agent Larimore, was shown the end of an Instagram video of the incident with a Subway footlong on the ground, accompanied by the text, "This sandwich is going up in history."
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
God.
When the sandwich landed, did they outline it in chalk just to keep it there?
We're back to the sandwich video. The paper, the defense points out, is still on. You don't see there's mustard on it. You can't tell there's ketchup on it, mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato. In fact, that sandwich hasn't exploded at all. This is what they're saying. They're trying to show you. Where are the condiments? We don't see the condiments. So
this is court testimony.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't think the defense was going for a pun when they called him a seasoned officer.
Look at that.
My gosh. Anyway, they go. The government's next witness, Metro Police Department Detective Dana Henry, describes the sandwich throw as like a baseball pitch.
Just a sandwich and not dangerous.
There's another part here. We are back. The video of Sandwich Guy in the station processing room has played multiple times. Sitting handcuffed on the bench, says in the footage he was trying to draw them away from where they were. All right. And so I wanted to find the part where they found onions on the antenna of the cop car.
You know, I was just going to say, I keep hearing about onions, but there's no court. That actually changes everything. Right. I just want to say again, nobody should throw anything.
No, but this thing is just so ridiculous that it even went to this point.
Yeah.
So, yes, he said he was hit, and he said that there was an onion around the antenna on the police car.
I think he won a prize for that. sounds like a carnival game.
The whole thing is the amount of money and the expense just for this is just amazing.
That's the thing about this. Like, if I was out and someone threw a sandwich at me, I'd be like, what the hell? I'd be pissed. I'd be angry. But I also wouldn't end up in the ER. I don't think it would end up in a trial. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's this guy could have, I could see him being arrested for what, not assault, I guess it would be assault, but it would be like a real small charge. And you smack this guy and you go, what are you doing, you dummy? Don't act like that. We're civilized people.
Hey, look, you're busy as a Border Patrol officer. You got a lot of other things going on. You're wasting your time on this thing? Seriously. I don't get it. Anyway, after the verdict, Sandwich Guy thanked everyone for their support, emotional, spiritual, artistic, or financial. Let us not forget the Great Seal of the United States says, out of the many, one. You all have a right to live a life that is free. There you go.
By the way, signs you bought your tactical bulletproof vest from Temu, and then I felt the sandwich smash through my ballistic vest. I think you need a better vest. Am I wrong on that? For him to say, like, they felt it explode against. It was like a bullet, but again, made of bread and meats. And
enough to gag gifts and people making jokes about the felony footlong.
But again, no one should have done it.
No.
But again, that's like bumping into someone and ending up in court. Like, if it, and this wasn't an accident.
I think at some point, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. At some point, I'm thinking, all right, I really didn't get hurt by this. I don't think it's good that this happened, but I don't think it's something that we need to go to trial over. It's kind of ridiculous.
If they had said, there's no criminal record, but your fine is $1,000 to teach him a lesson, it would have worked. And we probably would have been like, that seems pretty excessive, but you shouldn't throw things at officers. And I think we all would just go, okay, that's it. They just decided to say, we're going to make something out of this.
Yeah. What's really weird is, and here's one of the things that I believe the jury took into consideration.
Yeah.
He testified, the border agent, that the sandwich exploded all over his chest, claimed he could smell mustard and onions, which you could smell through a wrapped sub. But the photo showed the sandwich still in its wrapper on the ground. Right. So, you know, this
someone
thing
did a bad
about,
job wrapping it. Yeah, then.
So I really think a lot of this also had to hinge on the evidence. Like, come on, don't tell me that it blew apart. You would have seen that. There were people that took videos. You can see this incident. You can go. I watched it myself and you will see it. Yes, he threw it right at his chest. I did not see anything open up. I did not see any kind of mess anywhere. It was just plop on the ground.
But even if it had, and that wasn't in dispute.
But still, it's about telling the truth.
I understand. Oh, yeah, I understand. But even if it had exploded everywhere, I think it's just, okay, you know what? Part of that $1,000 fine, you also have to pay for dry cleaning for his uniform. Again, but I feel like, look, I wouldn't be crazy. I wouldn't be upset if they were like, you learned your lesson, because you shouldn't do that. But they just exaggerated these charges so much.
Mm-hmm. It's overblown.
And it blew up in their face?
In their chest?
I don't know. Like, I just. Please don't say this is right and then get upset about wasted taxpayer dollars, because it's.
Because it really is a bit over the top.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.